We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Thursday, July 21st, 2022 at 8:38 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items that are not on the current agenda. Seeing none, we will move on to property valuation protests. Do you have a list in order, Ms. Milligan?
Yes.
All right.
So I have them ready to go.
If you would give us the, as you go through those, just if it's on the change or no change list and the number, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so the first one's going to be Karen Slusher, and it's 906 Meadow Street in Beatrice, parcel 01087-67. And
which number?
I'm trying to look if it's a change or a no change.
Okay.
It's a no change, okay. So it would be an alphabetical order on the no change, so it would be number 32.
Okay.
Okay, and her daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, is here to speak for her. So if you want to come up to the, then Eric will.
All of you swear in and such before. Will you give your name and address for the record?
Sure. Kim Zimmerman, 440 North School Street, Wilbur, Nebraska, 68465. Spelling of my name is K-I-M-Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I am Karen Slusher and David Slusher's daughter. They're on vacation, so I'm here on their behalf. I'm not sure who got the better deal. Their current protest or the value that has been presented is $253,460. We did some research online for some comparable properties and found two to be pretty substantially in line with where we believe that the value should be. The first of those being at 816 Sunridge Drive, and the second being at 904 Meadow, which is in the exact same neighborhood. So given the square footage, the finish style, and everything else, felt that this request evaluation would be at $238,460. So that's kind of how we came to those numbers, just given the area, the year built, garage, you know, similar finishes on the exterior. Didn't find it to be substantially different to where the increase to the $253,000 seemed to be out of line compared to these other properties.
Okay, I don't know if you want to talk about the referee system, or do you want me to a little bit, or what?
You could give a brief overview of how this works.
Okay. So basically our office goes through and we use a two-year study of sales on residential properties. And then this is Mr. Stannard, Daryl Stannard, and he is my appraiser for the office. And then Lloyd Dickinson is also an appraiser. And then what happens is in May, we send out valuation notices after we make our study. And in Lincoln, through the department, we have to be between 92 and 100% of market value. We study the sales that have taken place, like this particular one would be in Beatrice. So we use that two-year study frame to see what homes are selling for. And we don't go chase a sale, but we have to make sure that the unsold are treated the same as the sold. So it becomes, you know, a lot of work just to get everything try to be equalized. So we interpret the market, and then they make the determination of what we have to do to bring them into line. With that, I'll let Daryl. Oh, and then one more step is that the county board hired these two gentlemen as referees for the county. So that's what they do. And so they're working for the county right now, the county board. So, and with that, I'll let Daryl kind of explain what.
Good morning. And what was your first name?
Kim.
Kim.
Yes.
Okay, Kim, your mom or dad or both supplied some sales or some comparables for equalization. One of them, that 904, would have had a one-car garage, and it was smaller in square feet. And the other was a single-family home. That it's your subject is a townhouse. And so being a single-family, I felt it was not applicable. So then what we did is we pulled 6 metal right there next doors, townhouses, similar to your parents. And our recommendation is we had you at $178.74. We got an equalization of $182, $204, $179 a square foot, $176 a square foot, $178. These are homes that are just right next door. And so for equalization, we wanted to be sure that there was not a problem where they were being mistreated. And we felt by looking at all of these that we felt that there would be no change, that we felt equalization was there. And the, I think you gave 816 Sunridge was one of your comps, yeah. That was a single-family home, which kind of has a different to it than the townhouse situation. But our recommendation was with the equalization study we did, we felt there should be right there. In with.
Okay.
And that information is all available in the office, so anytime when they get back from having a good time, just have them come in and say, our daughter did this, but we want to know what she's talking about.
Okay, perfect.
Any questions from the board? All right.
The values have really just went up a lot in the last year and a half, so, as far as sales and stuff. So.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sherman.
Nice meeting you. Where do you want these?
Okay, the next one is Matt. Is it Eber? Okay, he's for E Energy Adams. That would be a no change.
Got it.
Okay.
So I have some handouts if I can pass those out.
Thank you.
So,
Mr. Ewer, could you give your name and address for the record?
Yep. Matthew Ewer. Address is 2820 South 176th Road, Adams, Nebraska.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please begin.
Okay. So, thanks for the opportunity to be here. My name is Matt Ewer, and I'm the controller at E-Energy Adams. I've been with E-Energy since 2014. I actually grew up on a farm west of Sterling, and my family and I currently live on an acreage just northeast of Adams. Wanted to make mention first off that E-Energy received what looked like a form letter dated July 8th that stated that we had visited with the assessor and or referee about our protest. But in fact, we hadn't at that point. We were a little confused by that at first. In the past, we've always received a notice of when the protest hearing was going to be in the mail. Didn't receive that. And since then, we've talked to the assessor's office and to Daryl a couple times and have kind of stated our case verbally. but didn't have a chance to deliver the underlying data, which is the second page of the handout that you have before you. So as has been the case for several years now, our protest is based on an analysis of the real property values of other ethanol plants in the state of Nebraska, expressed as a real property value per ethanol gallon produced basis. Ethanol plants are commonly valued on a per gallon basis for a variety of purposes, whether it be acquisition, insurance, for financing, and so forth. We think it's reasonable to compare our value to our in-state competitor plants that share similar traits with E-Energy Adams. It's important to note that in past years, the same analysis has shown that E-Energy's real property valuation should be lower than the $32.3 million that it has been at historically. As you know, until this year, the TIF agreement with the Village of Adams required a real property valuation no lower than the $32.3 that we've been at. And now that the TIF has expired, we're allowed to request a lower valuation if it's warranted. Based on the same methodology that we've used in prior years, we again find that the $32.3 million assessed value for E-Energy is too high. As background, E-Energy began production in 2007, is a Fagen ICM design-build plant, and currently has a capacity of 100 million gallons production per year. That information is very similar to Siouxland Ethanol in Jackson, Nebraska. Siouxland had that same 2007 startup, same Fagen ICM design build, and is very similar in size at 96 million gallons per year of production capacity. As an analogy, if E-Energy and Siouxland were both houses, they would have been built in the same year, designed by the same architect, built by the same general contractor, and have virtually the same square footage. Siouxland's real property value per gallon is 22.5 cents, which would equate to E-Energy having a value of $22.5 million. So Siouxland is the most similar plant to E-Energy in terms of age, design, build, and size in the state. However, if we opened up the criteria a bit further, we might compare E-Energy to its competition a couple of additional ways. So it's kind of color-coded on the sheet. If we look at all Nebraska ethanol plants that are the same age, i.e. a 2007 startup, same design build with Fagen ICM, and fairly similar in size, meaning at least 90 million gallons of production or higher per year, the average valuation per gallon of that group is 26.6 cents, which would equate to a $26.6 million valuation for E-Energy. That group, as you can see in the color coding, is composed of a group of Siouxland plus three additional plants throughout the state. Additionally, if we compare to all Nebraska ethanol plants that are just reasonably similar in age with E-Energy, meaning startups between 2006 and 2008, the average valuation per gallon of that group is 26.5 cents. And that encompasses a group of 12 ethanol plants throughout the state, which in turn represents a majority of the ethanol plants in the state of Nebraska. That's all I have to present. Any questions?
I just have one thing to address. Basically, we hear we get the protest in the month of June. Yours wasn't filed until the 28th of June. We have a really small time frame because we have to have these all done by July 25th. So what we do is quickly put these together because we had 40 at the beginning, and at the end, 75% of them come in.
I totally understand that.
So what we do quickly is get a list for the clerk's office to give you plenty of time to know when a meeting date is. And then I think in the meantime, Daryl did contact you and talk at length.
We spoke, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just wanted to explain that when they're filed on the very last day, practically, that becomes a squish time for us to get.
I figured that it was something
okay.
like that, yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that because she only has a certain time with two meeting dates scheduled that we have to have like almost a 10-day notice to you.
Gotcha.
So that's why that time frame is really small
yeah,
after they filed that late.
That makes sense.
That's the only thing I had to say, so.
Matt, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you, young man.
Yep.
Okay, in the past, your nameplate is a million capacity.
Well, our capacity is 100 million, yes.
Right, and you do, and I've had notes where you've gone up to 110 million gallons. Are you above, are you producing more than that now?
So I looked at that for the 12 months ended 12/31 of 21. Our actual production was 99.6 million gallons a year. I looked at the rolling 12 for the month of June, so the 12 months ended June 30th. That ended up being, let me see here.
That's pretty close to your 100.
Yeah, it's close. It ended up being 96.8, and that little difference was due to some unplanned downtime that we had in January of this year. But for simplicity's sake, we just kept the analysis at 100 million gallons.
Okay, and then help me out. Your byproducts, I show sugar, the wet and dry.
Right, we do dry distillers. Mm-hmm. We do modified wet distillers. We do distillers oil, or corn oil.
Corn oil,
yep.
Right. COT. CO2.
We do at present sell that. Yep.
And is the corn syrup the same as the?
No, not exactly. It's what we do, and what most ethanol plants actually do is they there's not a ready market for a lot of ethanol plants for that. So, generally speaking, it's blended back into the distillers.
Incorporated back in. Most
right.
of them are doing that.
Right.
Back into the feed.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay, and I did notice at the short notice what the thing that surprised me, and I know you've done your math on this, is we had you at 32,342,810. Now you're asking, since you've gone off the TIF, you were getting the tax dollars back. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So now,
well, it was going to pay off the TIF loan, yes.
Yeah. And now you want it reduced by 9,842,810. I'm not familiar with that Jackson. I know where it is. Actually, I was up by there the other day, and I was going to stop in, and I didn't get it done. But we need to research some of this, but. I recommended no change at this point. So now maybe the commissioners, I don't know if there's any investors here in the group, but anyway.
Doesn't it seem odd to be 50% more than any of the other plants?
Well, that's what we're going to look at. Well, not all of them. Not all of them. So...
The Siouxland valuation, which is, a really similar plant to ours, showed the 22.5. That said, you know, we did extend the analysis a little bit further, and it was showing in the 26.5, 26.6 range. So
it's the same fading, built yours the same as you switched from them, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Because they were some screw-up with
2.5.
I mean, I've been out there when you were breaking ground.
Right. My understanding, so I just got there in 2014, mm-hmm. so I wasn't obviously there during the build process, but from what I gather, they more or less designed it, and ICM built it.
Yes.
And we still have a relationship with ICM. We get, you know, parts from them all the time, for example, so...
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
With that TIF agreement, a lot of times that's for additional infrastructure. Was that paving into the plant off 41 also paid for with that TIF money?
That was part of it, yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So, I mean, a lot of times those TIF dollars aren't going towards the actual project, but some of the surrounding infrastructure as well. I know... I'm up there a lot, 134th, I believe, is the road there. That's concrete paving going into the plant that I think was paid through TIF dollars.
To be honest, I can't speak to that. I shouldn't. I'd just be guessing, to be honest. So.
Matt, have you had it appraised recently?
We have not.
Okay.
It's kind of a time, as you know, it's kind of a time intensive and can be kind of a dollar intensive process. So.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you've done a lot of improvements out there since the beginning. I mean,
we have, and that has shown up in the more on the personal property side. I ran the numbers, and we just in the last 7 years. We've had almost $70 million in personal property asset additions during that time. So, obviously, that's a big boost to the
and we do look at it. Base. 70-75% of the building permits or the cost usually are in the equipment. And I always check your personal property to see if there is a relationship. And so, but I don't argue with you there, but at this point, I just recommended no change. So, and the commissioners, three things can happen: go up, go down, or stay the same. Now that you filed the protest, and the commissioners are here to carry it on in their best judgment, and
right,
and we'll see where it goes.
Okay, I guess. Even though, like, you and I have kind of met in years past, gone over the same
amount. Every year since you got there.
Pretty close. Not quite every year, but pretty close. And this is the same methodology that has kind of been signed off in the past.
Right. Well, and you constantly kept saying, well, our TIF's at this. We got to cap. And so we just said, okay. I looked at your building permits, and I made sure that the majority of that was going on your personal property. But I knew the time was going to come today that you are now wanting to kick it back $10 million. And but I want some time. We need to look at it.
Okay.
You sent it in on the 28th. My recommendation is probably to protect yourself is to file a protest at Turk. And or now the board has a whole different, they won't ever agree with me, but they can
the TIF, do I understand right, you to make the TIF payments you needed to maintain that $32.3 million?
Right, it was right in the contract, in the text of the contract, it specified that the value could not go below that 32.3.
Yeah. Eric, and just for a little clarification, they did pay their TIF, so the school districts now get the valuation of the excess.
Right, that's
a
good point.
They did not get before.
Going forward, that
the school and village are very thankful to have that coming onto the tax roll. I know.
Yep.
That's the difference, because I know I had a big increase in Adams School District, and so even the state, when they saw that, your excess amount now went to the school districts, because before
right.
the excess did not go to the political subdivisions. It went strictly to the city of Adams to pay, well, whatever the infrastructure, whatever they pay with the amount.
Yeah, I'm not up on that side of it so much, but
Sue lands at 22.5 cents per gallon. Yep, I think Poet at Fillmore would probably be a very similar plant to what E-Energy is as far as output as well as product processing.
Right, yeah, Fagan ICM, that's kind of a big thing, and same startup year. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Similar output, similar process, similar construction.
Yep.
Who are you talking about, Eric?
It would be a Poet plant.
It's the
Fairmont.
Fourth line down. It's the last one in the middle green.
Oh, Fillmore County.
It was formerly
right. Fairmont.
Yeah, they're a Fagan.
I guess I'm not familiar with the Siouxland plant in Jackson. As you want to review this more, I guess looking at that, it's not on the... It's not at the bottom. It's not at the top. That Poet plant seems to be taxed in the middle of all these plants. I guess to me, it would be logical to put that into the middle range there, like that plant.
Okay, because you've got it at 29 cents, 30 cents, and then you go to Old Dawson in Lexington's at 33, but it's smaller. It's only a 55 million.
Right, yeah, there's going to be variation in any data set. But yeah, I don't disagree that that poet, you know, at Fairmont is.
I guess I would recommend to the board we look at setting this at, I guess if we look at per gallon here, at 25.1 cents per gallon, equated over 100 gallons, 100 million gallons, and then if that gives time for study, I guess I'd rather be in the middle somewhere, or that's the most similar plant that I see on here. I mean, it's not the Siouxland plant that I know is a lower valuation.
No, nobody said anything. No, he doesn't. But if you take the lowest one, and I'm not familiar with Jackson. It's in Dakota County. I do work in Dakota County. I didn't put that value on it, but a partner of mine did, and I want to talk to him about a few things. So, but if you take the 20, say you take the 29 cents, Eric, times 100 million gallons.
Are you on the Kappa?
Yeah.
Help me out there. Where's the 29 cents?
Oh, you got 28.8.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yep.
I tend to round things, but that's coming in at 29 million. And and the chief one, the ethanol one in Dawson County, it's smaller. And
yeah, again, I understand what you're saying there, Darrell. The Kappa plant is, you know, I'll point out, significantly larger than E-Energy.
But typically larger, they come down per gallon because of their efficiency and the quantity, so they may be less.
Depends on what's going on at the individual plant. But.
And I want to know what the byproducts are. Are they strictly just producing ethanol, or are there other byproducts being involved?
At Kappa? Oh, they do mostly, my understanding is they do mostly modified distillers.
Okay.
They've got a lot of, they're a little different than us because they've got a lot of cattle feed lots around able to sell modified, you know, a wetter distiller's product out into the marketplace.
Yeah, they do.
Or we've got to dry it down a little further and allow it to travel further.
But it costs with that heat bill.
Right.
Drying it out. Okay. Go ahead, Commissioner. I didn't mean to, but I was looking at some of those more than. And what do you ask in a square or a gallon, Matt?
You know, I'm just here to present the analysis more than anything. I'm not authorized to necessarily negotiate. I can say that we cannot accept the 30, you know, the
32.
The 32.3, you know, that would go to the Turk. Whether there's a point below that okay. My CEO, you know, would accept, that could very well be.
So you can negotiate between so much per gallon then?
Right, yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
That's what I just added on here.
Are any of the commissioners involved investment in the ethanol plant?
Sell corn there.
Okay, got to get you out of here.
What we have is a requested value requested by E-Energy would be 22.5 cents per gallon. And I should have looked on there. I just added throughout the top and bottom, but even without those, it's 26.5.
That's what their information says, the average valuation per gallon of that group that they bring up here is 26.5 cents.
Proposed, proposed value right now, that would be $26.5 million valuation. Proposed valuation right now is $32,342,810. Would you make a proposal, I guess?
Yes, we need a motion. Yeah. Based on this information, what looks like to be an average of the other ethanol plants, I move to change the valuation to 26.5 cents for 100 million gallons.
And a valuation of $26.5 million.
Right.
We have a motion to change valuation to 26.5 million. Do we have a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion by Schuler, second by Swavely, to change valuation on parcel number 006542101, E-Energy Adams, to 26.5 million from 32.342810 million. Any discussion on this? That would drop the valuation some, not to the proposed, not at the existing, and that would give further time to study this. Referees or Patty, any comment on potential change? It's not as low as the one you valued in Siouxland, Daryl. If no further discussion on this, then please vote. Four in favor, that change carries. So if that will change the valuation to 26.5, if when you talk to your board, if that doesn't work, that doesn't change anything as far as your option to still take that to Turk and try to pursue any additional change. But
okay. And forgive me, I haven't done this before, but are we going to get anything in the mail to this effect, or will we just kind of see it in the minutes, or how does that
work? You'll get the information. Will be on your protest.
Okay.
What the determination is.
I see.
Get a copy of that.
Okay.
And that still has to, I mean, I don't see any change. We still have to vote on all these afterwards as well.
Well, you did vote on this.
So we don't have to vote on this one separately. So that'll be the valuation from the board now. And then if your board isn't all right with that, then
we can still do the Turk thing.
You can still go to Turk.
All right. Thank you very much. Your...
Mr. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce, we have a state official here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's a liaison. And would you stand up and tell us who you are?
Would you please come up to the microphone, please, since we're in a public meeting? Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kay Paulson. I am a trainee, actually, Property Assessment Division liaison trainee. And I'm here to observe and learn. This is my second series of protest hearings, so it's been very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
She's doing a great job out there. I will say that. What am I supposed to do with this?
This one is check what's done. Do you have the next protest?
Oh. I've
got the book.
Here, I need that.
Take all the energy of giving.
You gotta move all of it.
Here, you can have that.
Check for Abstonic is the next one. That is on, I believe. Number 25 on the change list.
Yeah.
Could you please give your name and address for the record?
Charles Rubstonik, 35119 South 80 Road, Blue Springs.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please begin.
Well, I had protested the valuation of my home. The land it's on, I can agree with what was valued at, but considering last year it was increased over $30,000, and then again this year is increased over $23,000, I thought that was a little bit excessive. I had compared it to several neighboring properties in the general area east of Beatrice, and I located one that I thought was very comparable. It was a little newer, is a little bigger, and yet it was valued at a lower dollar per square foot amount than my house was. And I've just requested to have my house lowered down to a similar value as to what that was. And so I guess I'm just waiting on the official results to...
Was it the request you made at 313-985?
Yes.
That's been what's been recommended to us by the referees and the assessor.
Equalization there.
Okay.
So we recommended the 313-985.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to see it to make sure that was
that's good thinking.
What's going to happen.
That's what's been presented to us, so we'll be voting on that after we go through the protests. But unless there's any comment from the board, that'll be the valuation set, 313-985.
Okay.
We appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Wayne Bespoon, and that is number 7 on the no change.
Please give your name and address for the record, sir.
Wayne Bespoon, 2126 Elk Street, Beatrice.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Please begin.
Basically, what I and my wife are concerned with, when we built the house, we are still working. Now we're retired. And since 2017, we've had an evaluation go up on that house every year. Last year, it went up $12,100. The year before, 2021 was just about $5,000. 2020 was $4,600. 2019 was $24,250. 2018 was $3,922. 2017 was $3,921. And now they're going to increase it another with over $30,500 or something like that. So it seems like, I don't know why, is everybody in our area getting evaluated like that every single year? And our house is 22 years old. Only the upstairs is finished. There is absolutely not one room finished in the basement. So when you look at square footage, it's just the upstairs, not the downstairs.
Mr. Standard?
Yeah, Wayne, I'm Darrell Standard.
I think I'm
nice to
before.
Meet you. Yeah, I think so.
I think I've talked to you.
You have. Living area, we had 2311. Your home was built in 2001. Average quality, average condition. You have an attached garage. Basement area is the same as footprint, 2311. There's no finish whatsoever down there. And we have you at $129.63.
That's
so,
a square foot. I just want to make sure he knew that.
Okay. So the market has gone, it's continuing to, I think it's kind of slowing down a little bit, we hope. but we had three other comps. These were Bellwood and Irving and High. Is that, you're familiar with them, right? 503 Bellwood, it sold, or we have 100.
Excuse me.
At least you had a good
one. That's a good one. I like it. Okay, he's okay. Yeah. That's $132.42 a square foot. We had you at $129.63. We had one at 590.
Is that basement finished, though?
That is correct.
That makes a lot of difference, if, as far as I'm concerned.
We have 355 square feet of basement finish. So there is some down there, okay? I think maybe a bedroom or something. 519 Bellwood, it's no basement, and it was coming in at 118, so, and it's older. We didn't just, you know, cherry pick what we wanted it to look good. Irving Street, built in 1993, it had some basement finish, but it was at $132.89. And then on High Street, $2,246 square feet, similar to yours, built in 1976, older, and it came in at $128 a square foot. We had you at $129.
You have him at 129 or 123?
129. You talking square foot?
Per square foot, yeah, I'm
129.63.
Mr. Busbaum, did you bring any comparables?
No, I didn't, but I know the house right across the when it was just sold here a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and but that house was completely remodeled inside, and ours has not been touched since we built it.
What was the address of that one?
Oh, let's see. I'm not certain. It's just right behind us. Cracklow's house.
Oh, Cracklow's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm from, it's just yeah, I'm familiar with it. It just did just sell.
Hmm?
It just yeah, sold. Just sold.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with his. And he's no longer with us.
No, he is not.
With the referees looking, they look at comparable sales. We would assume with these comparable sales, there's at least semi-comparable sales, the dollar amount per square foot, to your question, are the other houses going up accordingly? I would say yes. The best thing to do in a protest would be to bring some comparable sales. And Daryl said he did not cherry pick the ones that he wants to look at. When you bring information to the protest, I would definitely encourage you to cherry pick the ones that are the absolute best and say, hey, here are very similar sales with lower values. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all, the lower values or move them to where it's equal, but it makes it a lot easier if we do have some valuations where we can see that they're a lower valuation per square foot, because we do want you in the middle. If you're an outlier, the Board of Equalization does want to bring you back to that middle value. I'm assuming by what you've presented to us, you feel that that is a middle value for that.
I think so. Yeah, and our recommendation.
Whatever. It can be taken to Turk. That can go on. That's another remedy for you. You can also protest again next year if you don't go to Turk. I see a face in the audience here that's not afraid to find different valuations for similar properties. That's really the best thing when you're bringing something
My question also is, I don't think you deal with that over here, but before they start evaluating this house higher, I would have qualified for homestead exemption. Now, all of a sudden, since you keep raising it and raising it, they're saying that now the house is worth too much and I can't qualify for homestead exemption. Shouldn't homestead exemption follow the price housing up at the same time?
Every year in September, we do an average value on the home, so it does go up, but that limit, I think, is only at about $97,000, so you're still quite a bit higher than that.
As far as where that
went? Your full homestead, yes.
Well,
I mean, it was...
I would have qualified for probably a little less than half, but I don't even qualify for that. No.
Yeah, and then once it gets $20,000 over or whatever, there's a sliding scale, but once these homes get to the...
Shouldn't that valuation for homestead go up too?
As these rates are going up, though, I mean, that is something that is realistic.
Actually, this is for retired people. It's just making it harder to come up with the taxes every single year without having to dip into the savings that we do have or whatever.
We only have about 1,200 people in the county of 16,000 parcels on homestead. So, I mean, basically the program was meant for, I mean, the ones on limited incomes and things. And there is a cap on the value of the house to be exempt.
Who sets the homestead value?
We do. We look at the average. There's a formula that we use.
You set what the exemption limit is?
No. Not the
legislature?
The amount that the level of value every September we look. So it continues to go up, but... When you get to, what's his house valued at? Almost 200 and some.
299.
Basically $300,000. $299,585 is what you got it valued at right now.
Are making his, I mean, the market is what's causing his to be higher, and it's not.
Yeah, they don't want to sell it. We built it to retire there.
I totally get what you're saying, but they're pretty much saying if you live in that level of value of house, the homestead's probably not going to apply for him, even though maybe it should or shouldn't. I don't.
And Mr. Busboom, the tough thing is you built this house that didn't cost that much. The values are going up not because of what you've done, but because of outside sales.
Right.
We see this with farm ground as well, where
I know I was farmer too.
Well, you got hit on that side as your neighbors bought ground at $10,000 an acre. Your valuation goes up accordingly on that, even though you don't have that type of money in that. What I would recommend is if you do want to bring, unless the board wants to make a change to this value, if you come back to us, if you could bring valuations, and you can pick anything, I mean, make it as similar as possible, but find values that are less, that makes it easier for us. The whole point is just to be very similar between like properties. We don't get to decide what they're worth. We just get to look at what other properties have sold for or like properties have sold for.
So you'll drop it when the market goes to tanks down, huh?
It seems like it sure goes up faster than it comes down, but we did look at one a couple of weeks ago, and that valuation had gone up and come down and gone up and come down, and I think it was on a slight, the one piece of property was on a slight uphill, but it was similar to where it had been several years earlier.
Keep in mind, too, we're on a two-year time cycle, so we look at those for 2 years, so that when the old year drops off, the new year comes on, it depends where we're at on... It may not drop as quickly as you might want it to. I mean, same way we raised them slowly. I was at about 5% for about 2 or 3 years. This year I went to 12 because of what the market was doing. So it's all what we determine in, you know, looking at the market values. So.
But ideally, yes, we would bring it back down as the market comes back down. We're definitely on an uphill swing right now, though.
Well, I guess I probably need to go mow the grass for the city so I can afford to live in my house. That's what it amounts to. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your time, Mr. Bushman.
Okay, the next one is Josh and Sabrina Glenn. And I think that's Lloyd's.
That's number 11 on...
No change.
No. change. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Yep. Sabrina Glenn, 1075 Pineview Ridge Lane here in Beatrice.
You please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please begin.
All right. So my husband and I bought land in 2020, right south of town. I am fine with that price. Everybody in our development has it appraised at $20,000. So that's not what I'm here to protest. We have a shed on our property that we built prior to building our home. When I called the assessor's office, I didn't get a whole lot of direction, except that the reason it was going up $70,000 was because we had a second level to our shed. And so I don't really have blueprints because my husband and I drew it up. So I have a drawing if you'd like to see that. What we have in the shed is we finished the front 1,200 square feet so that our children and I could live there, so that we could live there while we build our house. There is a little loft area in it, but that's about it. The house itself, I was informed that these numbers go off of January 1st of 2022. We had not done anything to our house as far as that goes, and that's what I had told the assessor's office as well. Next year, I fully intend to have an increase because we'll be hopefully in our home. So that's kind of what I'm protesting. I understand the values, you know, if land goes up and that sort of thing. But I just don't see the need for $70,000, and it's hard to get comparables because it's just land and a shed at the moment. There's a few people in town I know that have chouses out in the country, but they use that as full-time residence, so I didn't bring any of that with me either. So, yeah, we're looking to keep it the same and not have a $70,000 increase if possible.
And these will be from January of 21.
Yes.
Do you want to take a look at the drawing of the footages, or do you have the footages on
the issue here is the assessor in January of 2022 added a second floor, and when I called Sabrina, I suggested that I come out and take a look at it, and she canceled the appointment. So I have no choice except to say that there's a second floor there until found out otherwise. A trust but verify type thing. There is one sale that occurred 2 years ago, Boyd of Benish, and when you do the analysis on that plus time at 2% a year, it comes up roughly around what the assessor has it valued at. They did not have a second floor on theirs, to my knowledge.
Do you have a full second floor figured for that building?
I don't believe it. I don't know.
And the reason I canceled the appointment is I'm pregnant. My husband is gone all the time with Shones Roofing right now dealing with roofs. And so when I asked the assessor's office how they came with that number, they said the helicopter flew over. And so I joked. I said, well, if that's how it happened the first time, then let's do the renewal that way. And so I didn't feel comfortable with somebody I didn't know coming into my home or being on the property. So that's why I canceled it.
Who did you talk to about the helicopter?
It was when I went called the office. They had mentioned that the helicopter was the one. That's how they came to that second floor.
Shane was actually out there. Did you have a permit on that?
Do you have that sketch?
The what?
The sketch you said you had. Hard copy of it.
It's just on my phone. I can always email it if need be, but I say we drew it, so it's hard to.
They were airplanes, but I don't know who would have told. I mean, I don't know. We didn't use anything with the airplane. I think
Sabrina,
Shane was out there.
I'm Daryl. Is this, what is this?
So that's the living area. This is just the shed,
you
and
want
that's
a hard
the actual
copy
living
of that?
Area that we live in.
Okay.
Daryl, would you like a hard copy of that?
We got a copy here that someone was out there. Another Shane was out there, and I don't.
What are you saying? The second level is that's right there.
Yep, it's just this part right here. These are temporary walls. So once our house is built, those walls will come down. So this is the two bedrooms for our children below, and then we just put a loft up above for our room at the time being.
They've got 700.
So that way we have a sleeping.
He added 720 square feet for the second level. And you've got...
It's 300. It's a 10 by 30.
10 by 30. Can I get
up? Yeah, yep. Yeah. I'll have to swear you in as well. Will you give your name and address for the record?
Yep, Joshua Glenn, 1075 Pine View Ridge Lane.
Can you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Thank you.
I guess one thing I'd like to say is we've never denied we don't have a second floor. We don't have a second floor. We have a loft. So for you to say that we have a second floor, we don't. We had to do that for we had a place to sleep. It is not a great, it doesn't add value. And if it adds $70,000, I need to go back to Mead and find out prices on lumber. So it is not a $70,000 evaluation increase at all.
What was
the issue here is if we could have got in and got some pictures. I mean, I'm not trying to be, I would have been gladly to come out with one of those guys if you felt uncomfortable. I mean, I've been here for 40 years, so.
I guess I would say it's more of a what's the need for? Nothing's changed in our property. It was evaluated. It was valued once, and then because you've got wind that there was a second level, you guys raise it,
well,
and then need to. Nothing's changed whatsoever, and I'm not denying it. We have a loft. It's a 300. It's 300 square foot. So,
I think I told Sabrina on the phone, the photos or anything. I mean, we're willing to work with you. It's just that if we would have been able to, you know, I don't. Shane went out there on one of the appraisals.
Right around the first of the year.
Yeah. I mean.
Right after the first.
Well, so, and the other.
And we're going to ongoing, you know, get into sheds and things. I mean, because things change all the time.
He's got a date
here,
January 4th, 22. Estimated second floor, 720 square foot.
Yeah, it's only 300. And it's all open. Literally, it's a loft. There's no walls. It's all open. Yeah. And then the other thing to, I guess, help our cause would be our neighbor. And I do not want to throw our neighbor under the bus. Please don't go raising hers either. But the neighbor that we drive by, literally you drive by her property to get to ours. Waterfront, beautiful new home, shed, underground sprinklers, the whole nine yards. And hers is only valued at, her entire property is $358,000. So you're looking to add $70,000 to mine with a shed only and have it appraised at two. And I didn't bring my paperwork. I was rushing out this morning with the kids. So I think it was $233,000. So the difference between ours of just having a shed to an actual home established is only $120,000. So does that mean next year when I have a beautiful new home on my property, it's only going to go up $120,000 to stay with my neighbors?
Okay.
I mean, if that's...
Is there
no,
new
I'm,
home
I'm
or
just...
What
I'm talking with what she's saying.
Do we have full value on that home is my question, or is it a brand new
I don't know, but that's what the assessor's website...
I know,
that's the only
you
thing
know
I have
what,
to go off
how long? How long has the house been there?
I don't know. That I don't know, because we just bought the property in 2020. So that I'm not sure.
They're longer than that.
Yeah.
Based on January 1st. So
but you can see where the frustration comes in, where I'm just a shed at $235,000 or whatever it is, and there's a property that I would move into gladly for $358,000. So
we don't have the card and stuff in front of us. What do you have the land and the building valued at? I mean, is there a valuation on... The building, I'm sure, is not at...
The land's valued at
$213,000. How much?
$20,000. The building, this year, the building would be valued at $213,985.
And for 21, it was $142,000.
Yes.
For the building.
The building's valued at $214,000.
$213,985. It has... some cold storage in it.
I assume the majority of it. Is that a pole barn? Or I guess I don't mean to discount your house. Is
it's
that
framed. I think the city classified it as a pole barn. Rob did. So we, for our build permits, I'm pretty sure that's how we. Because otherwise it was going to put into as a living structure is what he was trying to avoid doing since we're building out there.
Because we started, like I said, the walls and the footing first of that. Of the house, and then built the shed so we could build that quick and get in there. We were also pregnant when we were building the shed.
What is the size of that building?
40 by 80.
Mm. Do you have any valuations on any other sheds? Or, I mean, what did you compare these to?
I've got a sale from, as I mentioned, in 2019, similar situation. They've got 2,100 square foot finished and 2,100 square feet of cold storage. The finished area, if you analyze it at $112 a square foot, and the cold storage at $20 a square foot. It did have a garage finished in it. At, I put $20 on that, plus the site at $20,000 just to keep things equal. That sale would, excuse me, say that this property would be worth $219,700 plus time for 2% a year would be roughly $233,985. And that sale is 6 miles roughly to the east.
So that's
to the west.
That's a similar size then?
Yes.
Is that?
I've actually been in that property.
Is that figuring similar square footages to them then?
It is.
Or is that figuring the 700 square foot finished?
Yep.
That's figuring the 700 square foot finished?
No, they've got 2,100 square foot, no loft.
How many square feet do you have finished?
1,800 with the loft.
Including the loft?
That's including that little loft area, yeah. Because that's only 300. And the front 1,200 is actually finished, so the 300 loft.
So you have 2,000 foot of cold storage, basically, if you take the 3,200 less the 1,200?
Yes.
And you're figuring 300 above?
The assessor's got 1,440. When I would suggest that you let us in. I mean, we'll be fair with you. We're just trying to do the job.
I don't know how I feel about that. So, and that's just me being honest. I feel like if you compare apples to apples, you've gotten value based on what was the outside. I can show you our blueprints. I can show you all of that. I don't think that there's a need for you to come into our home. I just don't. I think it's an invasion of privacy.
Well, all right. I'd like to see the blueprints then.
Okay. Is there an email I could send the document to and you guys could print them off?
Dawn, would you be able to give her an email that we could print? I'm just looking at these. If you look at these footages, 1,500 of finished at 112 a foot, 2,000 of cold at $20 a foot. That puts it at 208. I assume you add 20,000 on for the lot then?
Right.
So that would be at 228. I don't know what the requested is here.
The requested was...
Up here, buddy.
Thank you. The requested is 162,030.
Gotta get into my downloads and I'm
What was the last year's valuation?
The last year's valuation was 163,030.
So you requested it to go down $1,000?
No, I don't think so. It should have just stayed the same. And if so, I did, it was pregnancy brain. I just wanted it to stay the same.
Well, I didn't understand the question or didn't hear it. What was it?
I just asked what last year's valuation was and what the requested valuation was.
Okay. Well, last year's, they're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, 162,030.
Then Shane was out there in January.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. Did you get
there? Was just nothing that was changed from then, and that's why we just thought that it should stay the same, given the other, like I said, our neighbor's evaluation. We clearly know that once we have a house up, it will go up. But there's been no change, nothing that we have done. So
Sabrina,
that's why we asked.
You and Glenn, we'll be back out now to look at it for completion. It's a partial value, correct?
What is?
It's a partial value. It's not 100% complete.
Yeah, the property is not, correct.
Okay, so we will be out there again. We're just going to make a note. You do not want interior inspections.
Correct.
So, but we're going to leave a call back that we were there, mm-hmm. and we'll do the best we can from the outside, and that's... And you may be back in here again if we're not right on.
I mean, I love coming and spending time with these guys, so it's fine.
I would also, Daryl, while I've got you here, I personally owe you an apology. You guys came out when there was a fire in our neighborhood. We had a lot of people driving in and off of our property.
I remember.
And I was very not pleasant. And that's not like me. I'm a very pleasant person. And so... I believe I spoke to you, and I actually got verification because I didn't know you. So anyway, for how I spoke to you that day, I was very frustrated, and I apologize to you.
I accept it, but when you call, when you say get your fat butt out,
I did not say that at all. This is on public floor. This, I did not say that.
they're going to bring that sheet over here. It's printed across if you want to look at
it. So I owed you that. So.
I can verify.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Yep. Okay.
But, no, they'll bring that sheet over now if you want to wait just a moment and take a look at it. But if we look at those comparables, that would be at 208 still. That is an increase of... $50,000 increase still, even at those numbers.
Just from the building?
It's all.
Is that what you're getting?
Using the $112 a square foot and the $20 a square foot cold storage, 1,500 foot of finished space, if I'm doing my math right, at $112 a foot would be $168 plus 2,000 square foot at $20 a foot. That would be $40,000, which would bring it to $208. And then 20 for the lot would be 228. Because I assume you don't have lot figured into those numbers.
You're doing it. Your math is correct.
I'm not an architect, so don't judge my drawings.
Which I assume the only difference is that difference between the 300 foot versus the 700 some odd foot finish.
Yeah.
Did you start this building like what year?
2020.
That's what I'm thinking. We only had a partial on at one point, and then it went to full value. Is that
you must have had a partial on mine this year too?
Yeah, right. I've heard that one before.
Well, but 2021, that January 1st of 2021, we would have had the shed completely done. Like we were already in it. So what we had at January 1st of 2021 to January 1st of 2022, there was no change on our property, like at all, like zero.
I'm wondering, though, if we had it completely valued on that first year.
They may have not upped the value partway to where you would have had a finished value at that time. And it's catching this time.
Yeah, but the 142 is similar to what we had on our bill permit for the city. So that I think it would have been fully.
Valuation was.
Yeah, so I think it would have been pretty darn close. That should have been. That's why we didn't fight it when it happened, because I was like, well, that's what I think we gave the city for a build permit was close to that.
Did we ever have a functional on that, Daryl?
I don't know without looking at it.
Because they started it and. Was trying to think of why it went up that much.
Will you be changing anything in that building going forward? You had said there's temporary walls. Will there be less living area in that?
The finished area will still be the same. It's just we're going to tear down walls and make it more open.
I would say generally, as we hear from people, if they don't see the inside, as a rule, what we receive is err on higher value. Not err on low. I mean, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I'd say it tends to be that way. I agree.
So generally a way to get, not always, it can go the opposite direction, but as a rule, if they do look at it versus not look at it, they tend to value it higher if they don't see it and then
you're fine.
Verify it down, I guess, or tend to go that way.
Okay.
Based on the $112 and the $20 a foot marks, And those are those a rule of thumb, or?
That's based off my analysis of the sale that occurred in 2019. There aren't very many properties like this, but this is one that is similar.
Based on that sale, would you say that
I go along with you, Eric.
That 228, that takes off that additional footage up above. It's not a big difference, but it may be something that's being valued out where you didn't have a full valuation there yet. But, I mean, based on those square footages, it looks like the valuation would be at 228.
It's your house.
Anything's better than nothing. I just, like I said, I just, the only issue I have with it is just I'm curious then when our house is built how high it's going to go when our neighbor's is only at 358.
Well, but if you keep a living area in that, it's, you know, you're going to have to be valued that way, okay?
I get that. I completely get that. What I'm getting at is when you look at the comparables just in our neighborhood, especially the one, you know, and I get her house is older and I totally get that. I'm just really concerned what will happen then in January 1st of 2023 when somebody comes out and
Assessor will work with you too. If you would bring your plans in and say, here's what the house plan is, here's what we're building. I know they will go over that with you and say, this is what our estimated valuation of your home will be. So even prior to you getting a tax statement, I know Patty's office will work with you and say, hey, this is about what you can expect for evaluation. Now, acreages are not tax friendly right now, or valuation friendly, I should say. They're going up, I would say, quicker than anything else. But
we'll take a look at that area too.
Dave, you mentioned if we keep a living area, so when we move out and we move into our home, that's still going to be carpeted in there, but it will not, like, nobody will be living in it. Is that still considered a living area?
Well, you know, you have to ask them, but it could be. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sheds are, let's face it, sheds are used for a lot.
That's exactly, and I may be out there a lot, but I'm not living there.
We used to just have sheds built to store things.
I call them offices. Seriously, I call them offices.
Air conditioning, all that.
A lot of farmers have them.
Not
quite as big as yours, but maybe half that size.
Okay, I was just, you brought that up, and I was curious.
If you would get rid of it, if there would be an accident or something, though, I mean, that's something to tell the – well, I mean, if there's – say you end up tearing stuff out because of water damage or something and it becomes bare shed again, that is something you want to let the assessor's office know because –
I was understanding what
you said. No, I understand.
What other accident would there be?
So what are we going to do with it?
I'm out there, so
With that footage, I guess I would recommend a motion by Equalization Board of changing the value from 233,985 to 228 even. But that's, like I say, up to you all.
Some's better than none.
And that's based on the numbers that Lloyd Davis and you've done your calculation on?
That's based on $112 a square foot for finished area, $20 a square foot for cold storage, and $20,000 for a lot.
And the loft is the size that Sabrina says it is.
Okay. So. Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by Schuler. Change parcel ID 00521812. From $233,985 to $228,000. Any additional discussion on this? And that's based on the square foot values given to us by Mr. Dickinson. Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Thank you both.
Hey, thanks guys.
Thanks. Danielle, did these guys over here? Did you guys sign in?
Yeah.
And did, what is the name on? Okay, you're next. Okay. Thank you. So Danny and Jayla Johnson, do you
have it? I got it.
You got it? Okay. So that one is a no change, number 15. So
Are they here?
Yeah, right over here.
Oh, come on up, please. I'm sorry. I was looking at your file.
Mr. Johnson, will you give your name and address for the record, please?
Danny Johnson, 3738 South 54th Road, Firth, Nebraska.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please begin, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So, like the gentleman said earlier, when we received the letter in the mail, it stated that they received our records and we'd filed the protest, and we had visited with the county assessor and or a referee regarding your evaluation. That did not happen. They did receive my evaluation, but nobody contacted myself or my wife to have a discussion in regards to our protest. I did call in, and because it said, hey, if you do not want to attend the meeting, you can call in and ask, and they'll let you know what the recommendation is. And they said the recommendation was no change, and that was it. I said, okay. I did submit documentation to during the protest. So according to Gage County Assessor records, the improvements from just the house itself on our property from 17 to 20 were valued at $112,780, and the outbuildings were $22,405. So that total was $135,185. We purchased the home in December of 2020. So then in 2021, the improvements were adjusted to $135,000, and the outbuilding stayed the same at $22,405. So the total was $157,000. So that total increased $22,555, and that was just for the improvements portion of it. So now, what we're being assessed at, you're attempting to increase the valuation of the improvements from in 2022 by $67,670. So we believe that there haven't been any improvements made to our house since we purchased the house in the year and a half, almost coming up on 2 years that we've lived there. But looking to go from $135,335 in 2021 to this year of $203,005 just for the house itself, the improvements. And that's why I said is the increase of $67,670.
So in 2 years, am I understanding this right, that this has been increased by $89,500-ish, yeah, almost $90,000 in 2 years?
Yes, that is correct. So I kind of tried to do some analysis on based on, like, things that, you know, we have going on with the house. There's no central air throughout the house. The heating and the HVAC is only good for the main floor. We have a plug-in heater air conditioner that is on the second floor, or the half story is what they call it. The HVAC needs to be updated in the house completely because the house was built in 1927, so it doesn't have the same structure, and there's no vents that go upstairs to that side of the, or to the house.
What did you purchase, or what was the purchase price of the house?
So the purchase price of the house concludes the actual acreage itself. So there's 8.9 acres is what we total, and it's $445,000 is what we purchased it in December of 2020. So basically I looked and did some cost comparison, you know, between the there's a house that's a third of a mile away, a half a mile away, and 1 mile away. And so I looked at what did they have, you know, as far as compared to us. The house that's 1 mile away, their total value this year is at $189,655,000. Their house was built in 1925. Ours was built in 1927. They have 4 bedrooms, 1 bath. But in regards to their improvements, it's assessed at this year at $99,590. But it is a difference of, for theirs, $22,985. Still doesn't compare to ours at $67,000, but it is a difference of $22,985. A house that's half a mile away from us, so again, kind of similar, 3 bedrooms, 1.75 bath, 10 acres. Last year was assessed at $100,525 for their improvements. This year's assessment is $110,580. That's a difference of $10,055. So, again, you can see it's much less. And then the house that's the closest to us, a third of a mile away, not as they only have two bedrooms, 1.75, but her property is assessed at $86,520 for just the improvements, and this year it's at $95,170, which is a difference of $8,650. Again, when I did all this cost comparison and I did all this property analysis, and I provided all this documentation to the assessor's office, but when I called in, they said they recommended no change, and I thought $67,000 for a total of, you know, for the whole, I get land going up $3,000. That's not, I mean, that is what it is. I don't think too much about that, but the total value from 2021 was $196,690 to this year is $267,360. That's a difference of $70,670. That seems a little off.
Mr. Stanley.
Thank you, sir. Dan.
Yeah.
May I call you Dan? I see it's Danny, but may I call you?
It's actually DJ, but.
DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. You paid $445,000 for the property. What all was included in that? That we're 60% under what you paid for it. So were there outbuildings? Was there? You had the land, but that's, we know what the land's at. The land's only at $41,950. But what else is there? Because it said, did it appraise out to $450,000?
So I'd have to go back and get the actual documents.
$445,000.
Yeah, I don't have the.
It did. Okay, hon. You may come up and testify too if you wish. Okay. Your right hand man.
Yeah,
right
she's the, yeah.
Thank you.
So the first sale that I had that you submitted was a one story. Is that correct?
So that would be, yes, that would be the 0.3 miles.
Yep. Okay. And I kicked that one out because it was not applicable to the style that you are. Is this your layout? Is this somebody else's? It was in the file. I'm turning it around.
Yep, that's ours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay, great. So there are some outbuildings included in this.
So,
the
this
old barn.
40 by 60.
Okay.
That
silo.
Yeah. Kids' whole barn, a regular barn that needs to be gutted and torn down probably, and then a grain bin that we need to sell.
Okay, is a grain bin. Okay, and this is the detached garage here.
A detached garage.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to get through the sale of it itself.
Yeah, so the barn itself is
no value.
No, they left hay in the top of it, and it's black mold all throughout the. It's because they put.
What?
Drywall. They put drywall up inside the bottom of it, and it molded, and it's all. It just,
you're talking the barn. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was looking to see what kind of value we even had on this barn.
I think on the.
Let me have it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right there.
If it's building site 1500, it'd be $7,950 if that's correct. Or no, frame barn.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that one.
The outbuildings we only have is $7,710 for all of them.
Yep.
That includes
$530 on the barn.
$530, okay.
It's best value on the barn.
Okay.
So that's only $10
a year.
Where's the big change, I guess, to get that big a change? I mean, the land's gone up some. The buildings sound like they've stayed somewhat stagnant. Is the change all on the house?
Yeah, the biggest change on the house, his comp number two, it's assessed at $94.07 a square foot. Our subject we have is at $108. So you're talking a few dollars more. But comp two that he's referring to, his subject is 2254 square feet. The one that number two is 2016 square feet, and number three is only a 1951 square foot building, and it came in at $89 a square foot. So we're. And number two, we have a fair condition compared to his. But I think the sale price was driving it. of the market itself, what's out there, not just what Dan and his wife paid for it.
But if number two only goes up $22,000 and number three only goes up $10,000, why would ours go up $67,000 this year?
Well, I'm not concerned about increases. Okay. I want to look at market value, what is really driving them. Some go up higher, some go down even. But we're looking at what the sales are, Dan.
Comp 2, you said, was the most comparable?
No.
Oh.
I did not say that. It's much smaller. It's only 1,951 square feet.
But ours is only 2,084.
So, I mean, they're about the same size house.
Right.
Wait a minute. Leave my papers alone, will you?
Yes.
Did Lloyd mess with your
1908
stuff?
1908.
Playing with his papers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
So what are the square foot values between those valuations? I guess I have $89 a foot on that third comp.
Yes, it is $89.
But what are the other two that you have there?
The number comp number two is $94 a square foot, and it's no AC in it at all. Dan did mention that they only have AC on the first floor.
Right.
And the second floor is?
It's a plug-in, like an electric plug-in.
Oh, okay. But
it's not a.
Just a window aid.
And there was a third comp, a four-bedroom, one bath. What do you have approximate square footage on that one, or dollars per foot?
$89.01, I have.
And he's at 108?
He's at 108.
What would the difference between the 89? So there's two of these at 89, one at 94, similar age homes, and he's at 108. What would drive his up $30, $20 more than these other two per square foot?
Well, I think the market's driving it. We're 60% too low to start with, and I think we're going to address it again next year, to be very honest, and take a look at it. Because our concern was it an arm's length transaction? It's been appraised. So that's telling me that we better be looking at these other properties out there in the rural area and maybe address those.
Eric, but when we do pricing, too, there could be plumbing fixtures that are different. There could be lots of things that when we put it in a Marshall Swift manual, I mean, there's a lot of factors that could go into that, you know.
Were you in these other homes or this home?
No.
So
I mean, I was.
And the HVAC system that they put in is a pieced together HVAC system. Like if you were to go look at the AC outside, the unit outside is really old. And then what they did was they put in a pump, but they piece parted the old furnace with the partial of a new furnace. So it's not even a. When I say that the HVAC system needs to be redone, it needs to be redone. Like it was just modified.
Just saying, you know what we're told, we don't chase sales, so I'm just looking at square foot prices that are comparable in the area. If, I guess what I'm...
2020.
So what...
The sell price on it for 2020 is what, you know, we have to put into the... So his is in the range of when... Audit. I mean, as far as...
So then if you go back to the one that's got the 1925 house that's got the four bedrooms, one bath, they bought theirs for $190,000. So,
okay.
And they have similar features, but theirs went up. And their square footage is 2016. Ours is 2084.
Are you talking number two?
So it's the parcel ID 00453200.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And you said it sold for 190?
Correct. In July of 2020.
Oh, we have 189,655, so.
Right.
So in July of what?
2020. And ours was December of 2020.
It sounds like these are all good comparables, though. I mean, would that be your opinion as well?
No. Comp 1 is a one-story. You're kicking it out.
Right.
And Dan agreed.
It's two-bedroom. It's the one that's the closest to our house. It's two-bedroom, 1.75 bath. That's parcel ID 00454-2000.
Yeah.
So those other two are good comparables?
Well, here, let's do a comparison. Okay. Comp 2 is the $189,655. It's a 1.5, which I say it's comparable to him. It has no air conditioning, which the subject has 50% air conditioning.
33. I would say 33 because there's no air in the AC in the basement. It doesn't. It just is the main floor. The HVAC only goes to the main floor. It does not go down to the basement. There's no vent down to the basement. It's just the main floor.
Okay, you're okay.
So I would say it's 33.
I put 50. Well, because you have a basement of 1,410 square feet. Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, that's probably. I can't tell you 100% it's that, but yes.
Okay, but the first and second floor, and we're going to deal with the first floor, is only 50% of the whole of the two stories.
Okay.
Because typically we don't
count the basement.
Okay. For AC. Okay, and yours was built in 1927. Condition wise, we have it as average plus.
Let's let Eddie just.
Okay, now he wants to compare it to comp number two, right, Eric?
I'm sorry, Daryl.
Comp number two.
Comp number two. Which one are you calling two? That's the...
I'm calling two is the...
Three beds.
John and Kelsey.
It's four bedrooms, one bath.
Okay. It only has forced air. It does have an unfinished basement, such as the subject. Its fair condition was one of the things that we looked at.
So that was the
And
can I join in?
Sure.
Yes. Can I get your name and address for the record, please?
Jayla Johnson, 3738 South 54th Road, Firth, Nebraska.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
When you say fair plus in comparison to fair, as far as the quality of the house?
Condition.
Yeah. What are you comparing to, and what are you using for those comparisons?
We're looking at the exterior from the standpoint of condition, roofing, just the whole layout of it. Has it been taken care of? Is it paint that's peeling? Is the roof composition shingles or metal siding showing signs of more wear than the others? So.
And I understand that you guys use the sell of houses to get to your overall number. I completely understand that.
Okay.
Our question really is the equalization of the square footage in comparison to the houses that surround us. Okay. It isn't really there. And ours jumped up $67,000 in 1 year. And so if you're saying you're going to look at it again next year, and then last year was 20,000. I mean, is next year going to be 100,000?
No, what I meant, we need to look at the whole, everything, not just you.
Numbers.
No, we're not going to isolate on you. I have to answer to the powers that be is why are we so underassessed based on the sale price of yours? But in looking at everything, I think we need to look at the 1.5 stories out there in the rural area, because of the sales that are taking place.
My question would be, Daryl, if these other three, I mean, even if we throw the one out, the other two are very similar, and this one was outside, if this one's correct, but we've set those other two for the year, shouldn't we set this one similar to those other two and then move all three next year? I mean, that's my question, because, like I say, this isn't our line of work all the time. We sit in and listen to these. Our only job is to try to make things just a little up or down from that median line.
I just want to interject for a little bit, though. You know, these percent increases are high, but we had this value on this house at one. Well, we for 2022 we upped it to 267,360, and it had sold in 2020 for $445,000. So the value the sale price...
You had the value of the house at what?
No, that was with everything. We had everything listed at... this is how fast these houses have gone up. $267,360 for 22, and it sold for $445,000 in 20.
You had the house and 9 acres or 10... the house and 9 acres at 267?
That right there, look how much of it... That's almost double. And I'm just... These are what we're dealing with as far as how fast this market has moved upward.
I guess I would see the valuation maybe being right. Maybe that 108 a foot is right with the other houses not being valued at that, though.
Has stuff been done to your house?
We haven't touched it since they...
Have they remodeled, though? That possibly that we, you know,
the house before was built, you... Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, in 1927, so of course they've done modifications to it.
And, you know, we were 2 years into COVID, and I mean, that was kind of an issue. We didn't get in a lot of these, but when we're looking at a value increase, it seems a lot, but it's also the last year and a half, we've seen houses that are selling $100,000 to $150,000 over more than what we've got them valued at. And 2 years ago, we weren't that far off, but now we've got bidding wars. We've got...
I'm with Daryl, though, not looking at the increase. Just, I mean, we ask people to bring comparables, and here we have two comparables. They're both... Well, I mean, if you just go at 92, they're $16 a foot less.
It was...
What acreage is on the market
just,
for
Bayonne? That's what... Yeah, I mean... There's some blue sky to probably acreages, to be real honest. And that's where we don't, you know, it becomes difficult to figure out where the blue sky is. The house and the land is extremely up there now. But, you know, I see what you're saying, but we're also in a tough spot when we've got it selling for a lot, lot more than what we had it valued at. And to play catch up, that's really hard for... You know, because the people that didn't buy also have the same. We try to keep that,
Eric, equal. Going back to your question, you asked about one or two and three. You kicked one out, which I think you should. In comp three, they have 24,000 dollars in output. Where'd you go?
Oh. I'm sorry, I just started sneezing. I'm listening.
And they have a large metal building there.
The shop.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Comp 3. Their basement's only 953. It's no finish to it. And they do have refrigeration. But the house, it's been added on to. It's, I think, a one and a half. It looks, it's just different. But anyway, in answer to your question, what you're trying to get to is, well, let's take it down to equalize it with these.
And if the others are low, let's make it the same as them, and then they would all go up at the same time, I guess, would be my thought. We can't take one up and leave the neighbors down. Everything should be fairly even. Even if it's wrong, as long as it's even and wrong, I mean, the idea is to be equal.
Yeah.
And quite a bit after what they paid for.
Yeah. And our biggest problem is...
I've paid more than I should for things, and I've paid less than I should for things. But we should be looking at what the comparables are from what I understand we're supposed to look at.
We probably paid more than we should have for all of the beautiful views that we have. So.
Oh.
Oh, there's the price tag.
Yeah, the sunrises and sunsets.
There you go.
If we put this in that range, in that 89 to 95 range, what does that do to this valuation?
Okay.
I guess would be my question.
Let's take a look at it.
Because the changes in the home, correct? The buildings, the land, that all stayed about the same, the changes in the home?
We haven't done anything.
The right thing to do would probably be raise those others.
You had your chance, Patty.
Well, that's, you know, next year.
Yeah, but it snowballs. I mean, that's what happens.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you said take it to at $98 a square foot.
If it's in the 89 to 94, were those two comparables? Okay. If we're in the nine, say in that range, that 94, 95 range.
Yeah, I did it at 95. If you take it at 95, you're going to be coming in at, and your square footage is 2084.
2084, correct.
That's coming in at $197,980.
Plus land and outbuildings?
Plus land and outbuildings.
What does that take the total valuation to then?
Okay, let me turn the page.
267, 360.
You're going to give my, you're going to really screw up my stats.
I'm sorry. Like I say, if the other ones are low, I'm getting the scowl, I know, but if it is wrong, I mean, we want to be wrong together. I mean, I believe that's the correct way to look at equalization.
Equalization.
Raise them, Eric.
I'm coming up
raise
to 200.
Next year, you raise them again.
Well, there's a whole bunch more out there. I mean, that's the thing.
$262,335. If we do the, I use the 95 a square foot and plugged in then the land at $41,950 and the outbuilding at $22,405.
So then if you use 95 at 2016 square feet, there's no way that you assessed them and only went up $22,000 from improvements on the comp too. Because comp us, you're trying to increase it still 62,000. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not going to. Percentage of increase, I'm not going to worry about. I'm more worried about equalization.
Well, that's what we're worried about. That's what we're worried about is the equal. Okay.
We're well under the sale price, which I do have a problem with. But in answer to your question, the number was. You wrote it down, didn't you?
262,335.
That's what I wrote down.
That would be at $95 a square foot for the house and not changing land or outbuildings.
Not changing. No, the lands are pretty tight there with the 40-some thousand.
Now, a lot of times that square footage isn't the best way to look at necessarily actual valuation, but, I mean, if we're looking at the values of the surrounding homes with the comparable numbers that you gave us, it sounds like that's probably about the most equal between those, if we're doing that correctly, as far as square footages and dollars per square foot. And I'm not saying evaluation is right, wrong, or otherwise, just trying to make it even across the board.
And they're requesting $199,690.
Yeah, we just basically went off of what last year's taxes were, because we didn't feel that it increased that much.
That's a big increase. But we're not looking at increases. We're really looking at that dollar per foot, right, whether that's right, wrong, or otherwise. It is a gauging wheel, at least. If we do that at 95, which is more comparable than $108 a square foot.
And Eric, I don't mean to interrupt you, sir.
Yes, sir.
They're requesting $75.69, which is that's too low. That's what okay.
I guess with that, it's not the dollar amount that you all asked for, but I think where I would suggest the board go, that if we go at that $95, it's a closer median to the other square footages.
What was that figure again? 262 what?
335.
335.
And I guess I would encourage the assessor's office to continue to study those. But that brings it with the information you brought us.
We could get into this one. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We don't know what the insides of those others ridiculous look like either. I mean, when you're paying that sell price for something, there has to be
so
something.
So should go in the back.
We ask for comparables, though, and I mean, just going off the comparable numbers we're given, it appears that would be appropriate. Any additional discussion? I guess I would ask for a motion to change, or if there's no want, no motion.
I'll make that motion.
262,335.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely to change parcel number 0045470000 from 267,360 to 262,335. Any additional discussion on this? If not, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Thank you, too.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, the next one is the S&S Poultry. Is that right?
Right. And Cole Bonfield is here to represent them.
That's a change right there.
That's a change?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is it going to be? I think it's going to be because they discussed some stuff.
Right. Right. We had, and I hate to interrupt your testimony. But
swearing in first.
Okay. Would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, Cole Bobfield with Weapon Law Office. It's 119 North 5th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, but nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
I would, if I may interrupt you just before. We had, we classified this as a commercial.
Which parcel is this, please?
This is S&S Poultry. Care of Craig Schmidt. It's a chicken house.
It'd be parcel ID 00269-0001.
Finder.
Number six on the change list.
It's under Cole Bodfield.
Yeah.
So, number six.
Okay.
Anyway, we had, it had, in error, been classified as a commercial building, and all commercial went up 13%. And I caught, or the staff caught it, and so I said, wait a minute, this is not, we had it at $1,718,765. I said, we have to take that off of there. That's not a commercial, it's an ag. It is a commercial ag, but it is treated as ag like all the rest of them. So in that process, then I took it down to $1,562,515. And I've had a lot of conversation with the owners and their attorney. And so I'm going to let him take it from here now. Okay, but that was the recommendation after we corrected that. So
go ahead, Mr. Boatfield.
All right. Stole a little bit of my opening spiel there, but that's okay.
Great.
This building is being appraised as just the building, not including any land valuation. S&S Poultry received a tax valuation for their four buildings located on that land for an amount of $1,718,765. I don't remember the exact number that it's been changed to now, but I know it's in the neighborhood of $1.5 million. With that being said, in the year 2021, the same property was valued at $949,730. Nebraska case law provides that to prove a valuation unreasonable, a taxpayer or authorized representative, such as myself, must show that the valuation is grossly excessive, in comparison with similar valuations, as you guys have been talking about all morning, comparables. We compared eight different valuations on different poultry farms in the state of Nebraska in surrounding counties. We tried not to get too far away. Those included Johnson, Nemaha, Lancaster, Butler, and Gage. Of those valuations, and I can go through each and every one if you'd like me to. Otherwise, I can kind of present the final numbers and averages that we came to. The average per barn, excluding S&S, would have been $219,874. The average per building for S&S Poultry came out to $429,691. With that being said, we also looked at the units of production. There was one outlier, that was Costco Barnes, which produced in the area of 16,000 units more than any of the other barns. The remaining properties all produced in the area of 21,000 units. With that being said, the difference between SNS and the other poultry barns was $209,817. My current request is written, as a mistake on my part. It should have been $879,497, which would be the average or the equalization in my mind compared to the eight properties that I've just discussed, bringing that valuation down considerably, but considerably is equal when looking at the different properties.
Thank you, Mr. Boatfield. Mr. Dickinson, is this yours?
No, it's Darrell's.
Oh.
I'll be right back. Probably should take a 5-minute break.
Patty, do you have anything on this that you want to go over?
I'm just looking at Darrell's, and I don't know what you guys discussed because you talked a little bit in the other room. So he'll be right back.
What was the value that you corrected it to? 879,000?
879,497 came to that conclusion by taking the average per barn, excluding SNS's current valuation, multiplied by the number of buildings, which is my understanding are on this property, which would be four, which would give us that number.
And the past year's valuation was $940,735?
Correct.
Hang tight for just a second.
It's no problem.
Are these barns the same age?
Actually, SNS Poultry's barns were built in 2015. Of the eight, I have Hartman Broilers located in Johnson County. They have six barns that were built in 16, 18, and 20. Bender Farms, located in Nemaha, they have six built in 12, 13, and 15. Bevins Barns LLC has 10 that were built in 15 and 19. From there on out, we have barns built in 17, 18, 19, one in 2006, and then one in 2020. So,
thank you.
Do these barns depreciate out fairly quickly, or increasing in value? Do they generally decrease out in value, or?
Go ahead, you can add. You're the expert, but I've got my opinion.
Would be my understanding that so long as the production stays relatively similar, there isn't a massive increase in the building itself, rather the equipment. With that being said, I still believe that given the average per barn, it's possible that this was even overvalued a little bit prior to this.
And the equipment would be on the personal property side.
Carol, I guess what we discussed just while you were out of the room was the average value between different barns and then a proposed requested value of $879,497 based on the average between the other barns that I'm sure he probably gave you the information on. I guess my question would be, if we were at $947,35, how we increased that to 1.7 and then changed to 1.562, and what your opinion is on bringing that to half to match his.
Well, we had him on a partial value at the time, at that 900 and some thousand. It may not have been. I was rounding. 949,730, and we realized that it was a partial value. And so, in my research, I contacted Nebraska Construction that build the chicken houses. And I've talked to idea, so they're just building one right now. And they're coming in, and he told me this $1.7 million for similar houses that he's doing for boilers is what he paid for them. And he's coming in around $19 a square foot. Plus, then the equipment is over and above that. But some of these houses that are coming in at the 10, he furnished us, Cole and I kind of are missing each other and trying to get together on this deal.
The 19 a foot is what they've been assessed at through taxation?
That's what their cost to build it right now is. It hasn't been assessed because they're on a partial value. And but I was trying to get some cost, what it costs to build these. And according to Cole's client, they're coming in at $9 a square foot. And the only other houses I have that the Smart Chickens out in old Custer County and stuff, they're coming in at 10. But their measurement is by the state. The state is laying out how they have to assess these things and the recommendation of them. And so I was going to throw out a recommendation. I was going to see if Cole had any other. If that's what they're coming in with, that
$879,497.
And I would disagree with it. I've tried to get cost and everything, and we finally got together prior to trying to work some things out. And I think that's too low. I personally think it's too low at that.
I guess my question would be, we never look at construction costs on any of these other properties, houses, commercial construction. We just look at what's comparable in our area. Why would we look at a different factor on this?
I'm not arguing with you.
Oh no, I'm just wondering because this is just different. I mean, if these are the comparables in our area,
When you build it brand new, we use cost.
Yeah, when they're brand new, we use the cost.
Brand new, their cost.
Yeah,
and you start applying depreciation, so you can do cost or, I mean, that would be what you used on that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What year were these barns built?
My knowledge given to me from my clients is 2015.
What I'd like to have seen is some costs, them submitting to us their true cost to the facility. And I'm not going to speak for them. I don't know what the reason is, but
I think the reason being that we would provide costs, but I don't find it necessary. Okay. It is my understanding that this is done by comparing similar properties, you know, in the area. This case came from Custer County, which was actually mentioned here earlier today. I just don't believe any other evidence is necessary.
Convince me he's wrong, Daryl.
Mm.
Convince me that he's wrong, that we shouldn't use comparables and we should use evaluate or new construction cost on this other than...
Well, he would apply depreciation for 15 for that many years different.
Do it. Tell me why he's wrong. Have you ever been in these chicken houses?
I have been to them. I don't know that I've been in one.
See? There I go. I'm just coy. That's why I go.
No, you're fine.
But anyway,
I grew up on a farm, but we had cattle, so
yeah. Chickens weren't that big a deal. You go out, wring their neck, and have them for dinner.
Why would we be that different from the comparable barns in our area and surrounding counties?
What do you say Ideas is worth?
Ideas is right here. And they're giving me the true cost of these.
What are his assessed at?
It's a partial value right now. I've got the building permit, his actual cost, and I've talked to him about them. And he says, shucks, no, if I could build them for $9 a square foot, I'd build a lot more than I've got right now.
So his will be assessed at that 1.7 or 1.5
million? Oh, he's going to be right in there at that $18 or $19 a square foot. And then we'll have to look at all the rest of them and say, hey, let's get them equalized. So that's where I was with it. And the Lisa's been very helpful downstairs, your zoning gal. And she's given me people to talk to, and I have been talking to people. And I haven't talked to anybody right now that's getting stuff. And Cole mentioned, hey, the cost of material and stuff has gone up a lot since 2015. So, but it has, but those things are going to play a part in what we do for our value on these chicken houses. And we haven't seen the end of it. There are going to be a lot more of them coming up. So
that's the one I was talking about when I was talking cost. Was this the one that Ideas is building?
Yeah.
That would be cost there. And he would have some appreciation because of the age.
What's the difference between a broiler building in valuation and, say, a lay-in facility?
Oh, geez.
For the build, not the equipment inside, which would be personal property, but the building itself, is that a similar setup?
No, it's not.
So the valuation's not similar at all?
No.
Layer's got more concrete.
A lot of yeah. Go ahead. You're gonna
layer barns would have a lot more concrete than a broiler.
Yeah, that and the manure. The layers have to get rid of the manure.
Broilers, they don't.
They get rid of the manure differently than the. Been my experience anyway.
And then you have the sorting house, which is refrigerated. They're sorting the eggs. They're refrigerating the eggs and the whole process.
So it sounds a lot more expensive with the sorting house and everything in a layer facility.
Yep.
So what are we compared? Say a Sunny Yolk up there on the blacktop. That, I assume, is somewhere in the $2 million plus, $3 million then?
There were some sales on those. I have them stacked in their office. If you want me to go get them, we can.
That would be a.
Those layers.
But we should compare.
I threw them out because they're
the
not.
Same style or same type of facility.
But they said that's a lot higher value, so I mean, a lot more expensive facility. So I mean, if we're showing that that's a lot more money, that'd be an outside comparable, I guess. I mean, if those are valued far below, do you know the valuation on those by chance, roughly?
I'd have to. I had them in there stacked up because I have talked to the owners, all three of them, and I've talked to them and so. And I had stacked up them all. I wanted to see, okay, where are we with the egg layers? Kick those out because of the cost and the different operation totally. See, these have dirt floors.
Okay. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So if this goes to Turk, just hypothetically, the state's going to look at these other barns that we've been given as comparables and say all of those are valued at half the value? Per barn?
Well, the taxpayer has to prove that we're wrong. I mean, that's what we'll, and then we'll take our.
I'm just hypothetically, if this would go to Turk and.
Well, I don't want to tell Cole the secrets here, but since if he's going to go to Turk, we will bring in a lot of things that have to do with why some of these out in those other counties, such as Custer County, etc. And I know what's going on there, and I'll have some information as to why those are lower. So, but I'm not going to talk about it here.
Yes, I would happily point out that two of the comparisons that I made are right here in Gage County. Once again, the buildings on S&S Poultry came out to $429,691 per barn. Mulder Farms, which had six barns, came out to a tax assessment of $339,456 per barn, which is higher than the other counties. That is true. Wise Farms had two barns, and they came out to $242,183 per barn. Now, Wise was built in 2006. Mulder was built in 2019. S&S Poultry 2015. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I can say Dorn. I'm trying my best here to use the most comparable properties possible.
Cole, did you say that the subject built for $446,000 a barn?
No, I did not say that. What I said is that the average value per barn on that property is $429,691 right now, with the current assessment of 1.7.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, I follow you then. Okay.
Once again, if we took the average of all of the properties, it would have came out to $879,497. I don't know. I guess I could have gone through and found the averages for each county and calculated that. We could do that here quickly if you'd like to, and figure out what it would have been if we just matched the average here in Gage County. It's going to be higher than what I've proposed, but much lower than what we're at.
Were Weiss and Mulder raised to somewhere in the 400 range per building also, or are they still at 340 and 240?
Was who?
Weiss and Mulder this year?
Mulder.
Oh.
Roy.
Are they similar now, or were they?
Let's see. Mulder is only 21,930 square feet is what I have. And that was coming in at 928 a square foot. Weiss was, it's a smaller operation too. It's only 21,930 square foot.
Is that square foot the units number? Is that what you're referring to?
Square footage of the building.
Yeah.
That's each building.
So I see 21,930 on my paperwork for units. I mean, is that labeled as incorrectly? I'm confused.
Okay, you have 10 buildings if you're going to break it down. Sharon and Roy. And you have 10 buildings. Each one is 21,930, a total of 219,300. And that's coming in at 928 a square foot.
So S&S and has four at 21,902, which is less.
That's what you're telling me.
I unless I'm looking at the wrong information.
No, you're not. You're throwing out some number here. I don't know what you're talking about.
So am I looking at the wrong number here? And I may be, so I'm not trying to be 21,930 for these.
Okay. Yeah, that's the barn.
Yep.
And then the hoppers and the grain bins and everything.
21,902 would be S&S.
Would be.
Is this you?
Wait a minute. Whose is this? This is with the house on it?
Yeah, but the dwelling was excluded, I believe, in the numbers that I read off.
Okay. Yeah, 21,9. Hold on. No, these are 21,930, and this is, I got to see who it is, Weiss, Gary. That's what I said. That's what I have.
So that's 928 a square foot per barn?
Here, you need that back.
Yeah. Could you tell me then if I'm looking at the right numbers then on S&S?
Yeah, I think so. No, no, I'm not arguing with it. I disagree with your value. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
So I guess if we've got barns at 928, it seemed that some of these other barns, this S&S, is it closer to 20 a square foot?
No, I'll be honest, I didn't calculate it.
Just rough math, 18
ones,
to 20?
The new ones was right at $19 a square foot.
New ones are 19. Where do these end up at, though?
Carol's working on it.
920. Yeah, we're coming. What we proposed, and in Cole's defense, we had a quick meeting. We're at $17.81 is where we reduced it from doing that increase for commercial. So that's where we are currently, or what we're recommending. And now Cole is throwing out, I guess he's throwing out another number, 800 and some thousand. Is that
just under nine?
Okay.
879,497. And that's based at that average of 219,874. I guess in Gage County, you said Weiss and Mulder, do you have an average square foot price that those two units are? Or do we know that?
Well, I can tell you
Weiss, that Weiss is 1129. I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I don't have the math done out, and I don't have a calculator in front of me either. If you want to help me out.
Here. Here's one. I've had $11.29 for
that's an appraisal one.
What, this one?
And then I had for Ideas, they'll probably come in at $13 a square foot.
Ideas on the brand new buildings?
I'm going to bring them, yeah.
$13.46.
And I'm not arguing that it doesn't need to go down, but
So Ideas is $13.46, and then do you know what Mulder's is?
Mulder is
928, isn't it?
Correct.
You're okay, right, that's on the 928.
You're listening to me. Good job.
So $13.46 would be for brand new buildings,
right?
And that's a number that you're comfortable with, Daryl?
I would throw that out at him and see where it flies. But I'm not comfortable with the $9 or $10.
There we have a range existing, current $9.29 to $11.29. And we're looking at proposing on new buildings that are under construction currently at $13.46. I would think we need to be somewhere in between there instead of at 1781 probably. I mean,
what are you grinning at?
11.29, the same as Weiss's.
No, it's too low.
That sounds awfully equal, Dorn.
What did Dorn say?
11.29. What would that put us at for a valuation at 11.29 a square foot?
Okay. And I got to double check total square feet. I think are 87,720. Is that right, Cole?
You know what? I lost my spot here.
Okay. I came in at using 87,720 square feet at 990,358. And that's using that 11.
And you were at 879,497.
Say that one more time, Patty. I'm sorry.
I think you were at 879,497, right?
You said you had the square footage at 87,720?
Yeah.
87,720 square feet at 1129 is 990,358, you said?
258.
Does that work?
258?
358.
$990,358. I would ask for a motion to...
Could I ask one question?
Yes.
What is that per square foot then?
That is at $11.29 per square foot.
$11.29. Okay. And we were before...
$17.81 per square foot. Mr. Mulder's buildings up by Cortland are at $9.28. Mr. Weiss's southeast of Pickerel are at $11.29, both in Gage County.
And we're going for $11.21.
$11.29, same as Mr. Weiss's. Possibly, if there's a motion, that
make
would
make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Schuler, to change the valuation on parcel number 002690001, S&S Poultry, from 1.718 million to 990,358. Any additional discussion on this item?
Something? No.
If not, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Can we break for an hour lunch?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to get done.
I don't think he heard me. He didn't
That's
hear
not
me.
Lunch yet, so.
Oh, is.
We have to call him whenever we
do you have another one up right
can
now?
Can you hear me?
We have Steve.
He didn't sign in, did you?
Gary. We have a phone in, Mr. Meyer. Are you all ready for him?
Oh, sure.
Stan Meyer,
you bet.
Did you get a chance to go visit with him, Daryl?
No. This is
Lloyd did.
Oh, yeah.
Lloyd
did. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew one of you two was going to.
Yeah.
What
do
I
do?
Stan Meyer's?
He's on the phone.
Would that be under the name of...
Yeah, I've been talking to him in Colorado and all over the place.
Let's go ahead and call him in.
That's it.
It's under what, Patty?
Equinox.
Number 8 on the change list.
Hi, this is Stan.
Stan, this is Eric with Gage County Equalization. You're in a meeting here. How are you today?
Well, good. I thought the meeting was at 1, so we got up at 3. My wife rolled me out of bed at 3, and we were on the road at 4 from Colorado. So we're still about 2.5 hours away, so we're good.
Well, I'm going to swear you in over the phone. Are you driving?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Well, when you raise your right hand, be careful. Would you give your name and your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Stan Meyer, 1319 Lakeshore Drive, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
All right. Please begin, sir. We're all listening. You're on the microphone, so we should all be able to hear you. If you can't hear us, please just ask me to repeat what was said.
Okay. The taxes, as I previously stated, went up almost 400%. I think they've been lowered to the range of $1.1 million, I understand, which is about a 300% increase. I gave Daryl and Lloyd the lease, which shows the rent under $3 a square foot. When you compute in the triple net with the insurance and taxes, at the present rate, it runs it up another 55 cents per square foot. So it's right at $3.05 per square foot for the lease, which is one of the reasons we got this business to come to this location, to Beatrice.
Okay, Stan, I'm going to hand this over to Daryl now. He's close by, too, so we're going to get his take on this.
Sure.
Hi, Stan. How you doing?
Good, Daryl. How are you?
Good. I talk to you more than I do my wife. Hey, and that's not good.
Well, but, you raised her taxes also?
Darn right. Anyway, I appreciate you exposing or showing us the lease and everything. So it has been shredded. It's no longer in existence, so it's not available to anybody else. But I did.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And don't use any numbers on that as you're talking, probably, either, unless you can talk around it. I just thought of that as you're.
But anyway, I was going to, after reviewing, we had $1,319,125. I'm recommending to the board $1,126,193. So you might want to tell them why you think I'm not correct.
Okay. Well, I guess my main question, which I asked the other day, is what rent rate per square foot did you utilize in coming up with the $1.3 million figure?
Okay. Based on, I used $2 and I used the $2.50.
No, you didn't have the $2.50 then. What rent rate did you use to get the $1.3 million on the previous appraisal?
I'm going to have to go back to some notes on it, Stan. I don't have all the notes that I had from you. You've got a triple net lease, and you don't
right.
pay the taxes, you don't pay the maintenance, you don't do anything but collect a check and walk to the bank. But you do you have to be responsible for the common area and some of the mechanical. But I'm coming in at $34.35 a square foot for the assessment.
For building valuation, $34.35.
No, wait a minute, it's this year.
$32.78. Oh, here's a calculator.
We do take care of the rooftop air conditioners. We do maintain the exterior of the building. We do maintain the parking lot. The triple net lease, which most commercial leases are, means that they pay the insurance and taxes, and the upkeep of the interior is their responsibility. When you say we just collect the taxes, yeah. But they're really upset at the 300% and 400% increase in the property tax. Because when we negotiated this lease, it was with the $6,800 tax figure. We knew it would go up, but nobody had a clue it was going to be 300% or 400%.
Okay. Anyway, that's my proposal, Stan. So you need to tell the board why you don't think I'm right and take it from there.
Stan, you had some comparables on other buildings. Do you have your notes with you for those?
I do not, no. I know that Houston's is one. It comes in around $22 a square foot. That's in the same property. I know the Drill building, which is similar, which was an operating business, just sold for $250,000. And I don't know where it was on the tax roll, but I think in that vicinity. I can't remember what other buildings we looked up, but you've got to have comparable on the east side or west side to be a comparable value, not on the north side of Beatrice.
That's this building. Last year?
No.
This is Equinox. This is
Did you look up SunMart? Or
yeah, we did.
What is SunMart per square foot? Maybe some of those that we asked about, we could look at the values per square foot on those.
If you're asking me, I did not look up SunMart.
No, Stan, I'm asking Daryl right now. We had talked about those in the meeting. I thought we could look at some of those values.
Sure. Okay.
Just some similar purposes on the east side.
As noted, we personally do not pay the taxes. You know, we're going out of our way to help out Baumgart's. So, it's a struggle getting business into Beatrice with our high real estate taxes, with our high sales tax, and, of course, there's some stigmas with the town of Beatrice 6 and other things. So, let's try to take care of these businesses that do come out of their way to open in Beatrice.
Daryl's looking up SunMart. Was there another one, Daryl, that we were going to look at?
Yeah, we had several. So, but I'll supply it to you.
Russ's Market, that was another one. SunMart.
All those comps.
Yeah. And Russ's. Those are
How about Gruel?
Gruel's?
How about Gruel building, yes.
That's not even comparable.
No. That one would probably be less comparable than SunMart or Russ's. I mean, Russell's or SunMart, either one, even Houston's there. But we'll take a look at those as we find those and talk about that. Do you want us to give you a shout back? Do you want to stay on the line, or do you want us to give you a call back after we talk about these?
Oh, either way, whatever works for you guys. We're going to be on the road for the next 2 hours. Okay. We have gas, so we're not stopping. Whatever works for you guys.
All right. Daryl, how long will it be before you have those two, you think?
We'll call him back.
We'll give you a shout back, and if we have any questions, otherwise, to let you know what we come up with.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for working with me. And let's see if we can help Baumgart's out.
All right. Thank you.
One little note. We did lose Hy-Vee. They were locked in at a purchase, and something happened with the city. We lost Hy-Vee. Then number two, we lost Russ's Market. They were coming out there to build a new grocery store. Number three, we volunteered to give this to the city for a fire station. That was turned down to save taxes. So anyway, call me back whenever you're ready, guys.
We will. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Sales tax is still cheaper than Lincoln.
Still cheaper than Lincoln. Property tax is still cheaper than Lancaster, thank goodness. But regardless of what it is, as long as we're equal.
But you can't use Gruel's because that was an automotive thing, okay? So
the old Dobendick building sell for?
Did it sell?
Yeah, so they're doing a bunch of renovations, so I don't know what.
I would say on that side of town, the Houston's, SunMart, and Russ's are probably your three best comparables.
I personally think that
we sure can. Does anybody need a quick break?
Yeah.
While they're looking,
can we?
Let's recess for 10 minutes at 11:06 while they're gathering information.
10 minutes.
Yeah, we want to read all these off and get out of here.
Gary, do you have one?
No, I'm just waiting for certain numbers to be read, and I'm history.
Oh,
unless you'd love me to stay.
He was on the list, okay, but...
You are on the list?
Yeah, he is.
He didn't sign in, but...
Yeah, he's on the change.
Oh, he's the second one on change.
I got one on change. 0038000.
Yeah, that's it.
That's changed, isn't it?
Yep.
No.
I'm able to tell the guy that I represented that it got changed and know that it is.
There's a recommended change, but I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it was.
What property is that?
It's the second one on the change sheet.
No, I mean which piece of property is it? That is a nice building. I actually got to enjoy that for the first time.
I think we ought to keep the current value.
Well, I actually got Daryl in there and actually helped him measure.
Let's hope they don't use construction costs for that one.
Okay.
So we're on break.
Not yet.
We're on recess.
We are? Okay.
Are we?
Yeah, at 11:06 for 10 minutes. Right.
How many chewables are in there?
I don't think.
And I've got to make a run there.
Some grinds in there.
Yeah, but it's
Let's go. We will reconvene at 11:18 on the clock.
What's that?
I'm sorry, we can hear it.
Well,
we
reduced it,
but he's going to
do. Daryl, do you want to give us the square foot price for Russ's or the?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah,
Eric,
let's see. Well,
give me that number there.
Okay, we're talking. Which one was this? I gave you the one.
Yeah.
Three. Who was that?
That was for TSC.
Okay. Now, Russ's, that's only half the size of his, though. It's only at, hell, where is it? That's not it. There's Russ's. It's at $454,930. They paid $575,000 for it in 20, and it only has 15,936 square feet. It's just half the size of what he's got.
But what's a square foot?
$20.55.
28?
Yeah. And then Sunmart is a similar size lot and building, I believe.
Yeah.
That's $26.75.
Yeah.
Houston's is smaller. Same property.
That's not even a comparable.
No, I don't think it could be.
It's chopped up. It's a low ceiling to it. It's not comparable.
Well, if you take that out, the two on the east side are Sunmart and Russ's. Sunmart's probably most comparable in size, and I mean, the lots are approximately the same size. The buildings are approximately the same size. That one's at $26.75.
But I think based on his income, we can support what we're recommending at the one. That's your call. I mean, if
you're
I
at,
to turn,
so what's
I'm
his you're at one, one
at now
as far as
square footage?
Baumgar's at the recommended of 1.126195.
How many square foot is it?
I'm not sure. I've got the square foot price here, though. Baumgar's currently at recommended prices at $34.35 per square foot.
That's the new evaluation, the recommended change.
Houston's is 22, Sunmart is 26.75,
right.
And Russ's is 28.55. Tractor Supply is at $62.95.
Ooh. That's at the north side of town.
Yeah. That's on Highway 77.
That's a bunch of Walmart.
But, I don't know.
Okay, but I mean,
you know, so,
oh shit!
But that gives those other three are on the east side.
So what would this figure be if we went to 30.
But it just went in after Shopko's gone. I think they pulled the ceiling out and that was it. I don't know the footage on Baumgar's. Daryl, do you have the footage for
Baumgar's?
The Baumgar's building?
Sure.
Just for as we're doing figures?
$32,784.
What was the tax value on? What was the value on it when he bought it?
He paid $300. Oh, before.
Yeah, not what he paid for it, but what previous owner was.
200 something.
It was $579,945.
So just under $600,000.
Yes. But then we dropped it for Stan's purchase price of $350,000. So the land was $313,500, so we only had $36,500 on the building.
So Baumgard's signed this contract knowing that that's what the taxes were.
That's what they saw.
At the time, yeah.
At the time.
Well, I think Stan told them, based on the lease, I think that's how it was arranged. Everything was. He projected, just like a realtor, sometimes, you're right. Like a realtor says, they sell the house and the taxes.
How many square feet did he have?
It was at 50,000. They sell it for 100. The taxes.
I come up with 983.
So they anticipated on the taxes going up.
I would think so. Yeah, and they.
I mean, any smart person would.
At what?
30 cents.
The company hired someone, bucks a square foot. The tax rep, to send us. The tax rep came in at 1.1 billion
places.
What?
Split in the middle.
At 1.1 billion?
Million.
Oh, jeez. I was going to say, who the heck was that? They should be drugged behind a horse.
That's too cheap.
No, the tax, their so they, tax, they had a tax rep do the value for them. The bond.
What are you guys working up?
They came in at 1.1 billion.
Well, he did one thing. I did something.
So they knew.
Do either of you want to share it with us?
Well, yeah, yeah.
They knew before they signed the contract, the taxes. I mean, could go to one. They could be hard to defend,
right?
Split or justify if taxes
and take times the 32,
which is where you're at.
Correct.
But it says the current value is 1.3 million.
84.
Yeah, that's why.
Come up with 876.
My recommendation was.
That was the value that it was raised
to. What did you come up with?
From the 500 and some thousand.
$30 a square foot is $983,520.
Yeah, 1.359.
Do either of you want to make a recommendation based on your work?
I'll make it.
What's that?
You guys were busy side. What did John call it?
Sidebar.
Sidebar. These two have been calculating over here.
I make a motion to lower it to $983,520.
Based on
$30 a square foot.
That's less than what he wanted.
Well, what was he want?
He doesn't have it. He wants
have
it.
It's here.
No, he didn't have any number on there.
That doesn't drop it much.
Unless he gave you one since.
He wanted 1,089,800.
Who did? Stan?
That's what he wanted.
1 million. Yeah, but your recommended change is 1.1 million.
Yeah, okay. But that's
what
all right.
I recommended, but you guys are going to 9.
Well, then, there's no recommended or requested change on these forms here, no. So they didn't have that.
We don't have that.
We didn't have that.
So what's his recommended change? What's his?
He wanted 1 million based on.
And even 1 million?
No.
1,089,800. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's
well,
not
just
right.
A little over 1.
He wanted requested value. Oh, yeah, 1,089,800.
I wouldn't pick giving less than 1.
No.
That ain't all that much different from what. $1 million, I guess.
Motion's withdrawn by Mr. Dorn.
$100,000.
Okay.
Actually,
I don't want to give.
He can't
ladies and gentlemen.
Did you fill that out right?
What?
Well, I was going to protest it up here while you guys. Right.
Well, if their appraisers gave Bromgard
where'd he
value
get the number?
1.1 million.
We don't know that. We don't have.
Is that what he told you?
No, Daryl did a 1,126,195. Stan did not put a requested value down.
Where's that number from? Hold on just 1 second, Eddie.
You know, he filed 2 protests.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
These
are the same property?
Yeah.
Yes. He was here last week.
Well, they were going to look into more stuff.
That was for the same one.
Sent you this?
Yes, it was.
The tax rep sent us.
The tax rep and Stan filled them.
He represented the tenant.
I don't think Stan knows about the tax.
He doesn't
revenue.
Know
Here's
about
Here's what
this.
Stan wanted. There's 2 protests.
What did Stan ask
for?
$375,000.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. That's what he
talked
about.
Okay, that's what he requested. Then we should really have that information.
Because the tax rep filed another protest.
Now, who's the tax rep? That's for
the company.
That's for the company.
That's for the tenant.
The tenant's paying the taxes, so they have a vested interest. And what the tax rate's going to be.
I mean,
so look inside here.
He did a study.
He did the study, so I'd be more willing to do the tax rep's value, right?
Hey, I'm just a messenger.
Hey, I thought you didn't have an opinion.
I said I didn't. I thought you were commercial, too.
I picked up the lease for Stan, from Stan and gave it to Daryl.
Well, I mean, geez. You have this as evidence. You want it more than this, though, don't you? Or would you
I'm just explaining that I would want to go less than this.
Well, he has 1,089,800.
I'm all right with either. And do we have a motion?
You like a motion?
I make a motion to do the recommended change.
Thank you.
1,126,195.
Second. So you're just going to keep that?
Right.
So you...
Oh, we...
I want to keep the recommended change.
Do we have a second?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely.
You got it.
Any additional discussion on this?
Nope.
Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor. Motion carries.
I just wanted to clear up that we had two, because Stan, you wanted a lot less than what you guys were reading.
Both. One was from Stan, and the other one was from Bumgards.
Right.
Their tax rep or whatever.
Well, he represent them.
We should have had a requested value on here, though.
It was to 1.1.
Right.
Well, Julie's.
Well, then, just found that out, yeah. So we just passed what their representative wanted us to be.
That was their representatives?
That was the tenants.
That we just passed?
No.
No.
No, it's a different amount still. We don't have the damn tenant amount.
This is a tenant's request.
What was the tenant's request?
$1,089,800.
Oh, okay. Yep. That was their request.
That was the tenant's request.
Yep.
You passed the recommended change.
Yep. Which isn't much different.
That Daryl in the assessor's office.
$40,000. I lost my... There it is. All right. Anything else for protests?
Gary may want you to read his into the record because he's been waiting here. So I don't know if you can.
It's on the change, top of the change.
Yeah, he'll be on the second one read. If not, I would ask for a motion to approve the changes to property valuation.
So moved.
Let's see here. Now, just a second.
For which one?
It's for change.
Okay, so we need to get some clarification, though, because if you do that, you've already made some changes on here. So you have to either exclude
them
those
off,
or include those, because you did something with S&S Poultry, and now with Equinox, you made a change. So it either, because you already have a motion for those.
Your motion to approve the changes would include E-Energy Adams, Sabrina Glenn.
Okay. No, 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 no.
Danny Johnson.
No.
We're on the no change list. So on the change list, we're just excluding.
These were
number.
Changes that were made.
Okay. We want to exclude. We're going to list. You want to exclude number 6 and number 8 because those were voted on separately. Okay?
Okay.
So if your motion would just exclude those two because you already have a motion for them.
Correct.
Okay? Then on your no changes, where we exclude those because we have different motions.
So a motion to approve changes excluding 6 and 8 as will be read.
Second.
Second by Swavely. Let's read these in before we vote. Would anyone like to read?
Okay.
Dorn.
Patty Kid.
Did you say you would?
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you, Mr. Dorn.
You wimpy.
Oh, he did it the last time.
You said, no, he did.
No, Swavely.
Oh.
I hope I pronounced the names right.
Well, they're not here, most of them, so it's all right.
Oh, boy.
00034900, Gary Ames. Do I do all three numbers or just the recommended change?
I would say just the recommended change.
$400,030. 0038000. Gary Barnard, $1,254,670. 0052590000. Cindy Bollmeyer, $127,150. 0042413001. Eric Book, $140,885. 0042413000. Eric Book, $25,895. 0059850000. Daryl Bruntz, $263,565. 0002750000. Linda Ferens, $419,785. 10019570000. Fortune Builders LLC, $65,000. 00654215. Jeffrey and Kaylin Fritzen, $426,380. 00078900. Gordon and Janice Goller, 165,535. 00525100. James Holm, 790,190. 00090000. Roland Harden, 613,415. 01164610000. Tracy Harms, 266,135. 00982000000. Michael and Sandra Habakost, 259,200. 00475000. Patricia Ebel, 641,490. 00519516100. Hidden Acres, 494,745. Numbers are starting to run together.
Yeah.
01209200. Lauren Kelly, 96,730. 00262300. John Cohart, 200,235. 00426300. Allen M. Acres LLC, 393,700. 00228100. Tracy Lightoff, 544,960. 01491200. Allen and Marlene
McKissick.
McKissick, 136,255. 00642-8505. Mike's Blake Custom Home Incorporated, 328,995. Zero 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 866100. Charles Rapsonic, 313,985. 00558781000. Elizabeth Jurgens Tchaikovsky, 75,875. 00271900. James Spilker, H&S Development, 87,575. 00963300. The Beat, Benjamin Grummet, $313,750. 0063-72000, James and Carol Young, $50,000.
We have a motion by Dorn, second by Swavely, to approve the property valuation changes as read, excluding number 6 and number 8 as voted on separately. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries.
No.
Approve or disapprove no change list on property valuations, excluding items 9, 11, and 15, which were voted on.
11 and 15, that's right. Separately.
What about item 32?
Let me see here.
I don't have notes on if we...
32, we didn't do anything different. She was number one, and there was no... You stayed with your...
Okay.
Your recommendation. She wanted $238,468, but you took no action on that one.
So I'd ask for a motion to approve the no change list, excluding items 9, 11, and 15, which were voted on previously.
So moved.
Moved by Schuler.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Anyone want to read? 0081810000 Alan Reynolds, $33,360. 0083900000 Alan Reynolds, $41,225. 0027761000 Harold and Shirley Bond, $67,740. 0027762000 Harold and Shirley Bond, $258,365. 0148110000 Philip Browning, $145,130. 0102840000 Stormy Burrows, 141130 0104021000 Wayne and Patricia Busboom, 299585 0072660000 Terry Doolittle, 116550 0208003000 David Friedman, $341,430. 0086410000 Richard and Nancy Hall, $52,160. 0097600000 Nicholas Heaps, $93,630. 0025600000 Bradley and Lori Hogan, $221,945. 0045935000 Brock Kostanek, 403,835. 0140210000 Monty Loafing, 135.95. 0117120000 Mines Properties, 151,620. 0072940000 Mines Properties, 433,345. 01304-7501, Mines Properties, 193-165. 01475200, Mines Properties, 165-15. 0112-63700, Blake and Jamie Mines, 483,575. 0119970000, Wesley Mines, 163,995. 0105900000 Mitchell Menke, 108,705. 0059700000 Dustin McAllis, 165,465. 0087760000 K Morris, 102,790. 0036200000 Gary Nicholson, 216,540. 0088880000 Ricky and Barbara Porch, 44,420. 0035961000 Casey Reimer, 298,075. 0108770000 Paul Schlund, 101,635. 00839500, Ravon Shepherdson, $66,965. 01087672727, Karen Slusher, $253,460. 00271700, James Spilker, $237,330. 00082330, James Spilker, $50,815. 00282100, James Spilker, $158,810. 00469510, James H. and Development Spilker, $33,480. 00114300, Steinmeier Farms, LLC, $718,730. 00792500, Jordy Tye, $48,770. 00247900, Deborah Thompson, $143,235. 01237900, Brian and Carla Walters, $105,370. 00896000, David Weir, $25,705. 01073000, Martha Wilkinson, $94,410. We have a motion by Schuler, second by Dorn, to approve the list as read. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Thank you each for coming. Patty, Lloyd, formerly present.
Are they going to call Carol? Stan back?
I will call Stan back and let him know. Or unless, do you want to call?
Daryl.
I'll call Stan back.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Does he know about that other protest? I don't know.
I don't think he does.
Well, that we didn't approve that. We approved our change.
I understand, but exactly. I just don't know whether, I mean, there was two on the same property.
Right.
I think you guys mentioned the last meeting about some paperwork from some tax.
Yeah, you did, but
I don't know if you talked about an actual protest, but you did talk about it.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. I mean, there's not, you know.
Anything
he can go. He can go up to Turk if he wants or whatever. Okay, but I'll just stay away from my neighbor because he's the manager out there.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we will adjourn at 11:45.